Welcome to Lesson 1 of Zoom Tutor's Netscape Navigator tutorial. This lesson will help you get ready to surf the Internet with Netscape Navigator. First, I'll give you some general information about the Internet. Then you'll run the Navigator program so you can check some of Navigator's configuration settings to make sure they conform to Zoom Tutor's requirements for this tutorial. Finally, I'll give you a few tips about working with Zoom Tutor when you're surfing the Internet. As I mentioned in the tutorial introduction, your Navigator program should already be installed on your computer. If you have not installed Navigator yet, you should exit this lesson now and come back after installing Navigator. Look over the lesson topics for a moment and then click the play button when you're ready to continue. You may have heard the term network before. A network is a group of computers connected to one another so that they can share information. The Internet is the largest network of computers in the world. Computers that make up the Internet are known as servers, since they provide all sorts of information to anyone accessing them. To access the Internet using your computer, you need three things. First, a modem. Second, an account with a company providing access to the Internet, which is called an Internet Service Provider. And third, software that lets you view the information on the net, such as Netscape Navigator. Once you have these three things, you're ready to explore all that the Internet has to offer. Look over the window and then click the play button to continue. Computers on the Internet provide information in several different formats. The most common format nowadays is called a web page. Web pages can contain text, pictures, animations, and even sounds. The unique thing about web pages is that you can use one web page to access another web page. The entire collection of web pages on the Internet is called the World Wide Web. Internet services also provide information using Gopher Space and FTP sites. Gopher documents are not quite as fancy as web pages, and you access them using series of menus. FTP sites are used to store files that you can transfer to your computer, such as public documents and free software. The files in FTP sites are organized like the files on your computer. They are stored in a series of folders and subfolders. Look this over and then click the play button. Web pages, Gopher menus, Gopher documents, FTP folders, and FTP files are all referred to as documents on the Internet. Each Internet document has a unique address which is used by other computers to access the document. This address is referred to as its Uniform Resource Locator, or URL. The first part of a URL indicates the protocol or format of the document. World Wide Web protocol is identified by the letters HTTP. Gopher protocol is identified by Gopher, and FTP protocol by FTP. The section of the URL appearing after the protocol indicates the address of the Internet computer. This address has three parts. The first part represents the section of the computer containing the Internet documents. The second part tells the name of the computer. And the third part indicates the type of organization owning the computer, such as commercial, government, or educational. Look this over and then click the play button. In addition to viewing documents, you can use the Internet to send and receive electronic mail. All you need is an email address, which you get from the company providing your access to the Internet. You can also use the Internet to participate in news groups, which enable you to send and receive messages to and from a special interest group. Look over the window and then click the play button to start working with Navigator. Before you take any more lessons, you need to make sure that your Navigator program is using the default or standard settings. Zoom Tutor lessons depend on Navigator performing a certain way. If your Navigator program isn't using the default settings, then what you hear in a Zoom Tutor lesson might not match what your Navigator program is doing. To check your Navigator settings, you first need to run Netscape Navigator. If your Navigator program is already up and running, press Zoom Tutor's forward button three times to skip over the next part of the lesson. First, click the Windows 95 Start button. Next, highlight the Programs item. From the Programs submenu, highlight the folder containing Navigator. It is probably labeled Netscape Navigator. From the Netscape Navigator submenu, highlight and then click the Netscape Navigator icon. By the way, if you ever run Navigator before connecting to the Internet, Navigator will automatically bring up the connection dialog box for you. The Navigator window is probably opening up now. During the next lesson, I'll explain more about what happens as Navigator opens. If this is the first time you've run Navigator since installing it, then you will see a small window containing the Netscape licensing agreement. You should read this over and then click the Accept button. I'm going to pause the ZoomTutor audio now while Navigator finishes loading up. When the stop sign in the Navigator toolbar is no longer red, click the ZoomTutor play button to continue with the lesson. Now that the Navigator window is open, we're going to check some of the settings. First, click the Options menu in Navigator's menu bar. The following options should have check marks next to them: Show Toolbar, Show Location, Show Directory Buttons, and Auto Load Images. If any of these options do not have check marks next to them, highlight the option and then click it. After clicking an option, you have to click the Options menu again to redisplay the menu. Next, highlight and then click the first item called General Preferences. The Preferences dialog box contains some items that control how Navigator displays information. First, make sure the sheet labeled Appearance is in front. If it is not in front, click the tab labeled Appearance. In the Startup section of this sheet, locate the words On Startup Launch. Below those words are three options. Make sure that the box to the left of the words Netscape Browser contains a check mark. If it does not contain a check mark, click inside the box. Right below that option is an option called Browser Starts With. Make sure the circle to the left of the Home Page option is filled in. If it isn't, click inside the circle. Next, make sure that the white rectangle below the Home Page option contains the URL displayed in ZoomTutor's window. If it does not contain this URL, then double-click inside the rectangle and type it in. Pause the audio if you need to do this, and then click the play button to continue. Next, in the Link Styles section of this sheet, make sure the box to the left of the word Underlined contains a check mark. Finally, click the OK button to close the dialog box. Before we finish up, I want to give you a few pointers for working with ZoomTutor while you're surfing the Internet. Since you will be accessing real Internet sites during the lessons, it is hard to predict how long it will take your computer to locate the site and display its document. For that reason, ZoomTutor will usually pause the audio for you while you're accessing a site. Once the document is completely displayed on your screen, you just need to click ZoomTutor's play button to continue with the lesson. Also, you might find that it takes an unusually long time to access a site. If this is the case, you might want to exit the ZoomTutor lesson, save your place, and come back later and try again. Finally, you might encounter several messages from Navigator as you try to access various sites. For example, the message Netscape is unable to locate the server probably means the Internet site doesn't exist or you typed in the wrong URL. Also, if the site is down or too busy to accept any more users, you might see a message saying there was no response. In these cases, it's best to wait a few moments and then try again. Now close Navigator by clicking the Close button on the far right side of its title bar. In a moment, you'll return to the Navigator tutorial menu, where you can move on to Lesson 2. Just click anywhere on its title to select it. Goodbye.